Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is September 2nd, Revelation chapter 5. Let's get to it. The scene is still the throne room of heaven, just like chapter 4 was, where John has seen God in indescribable glory, surrounded by worship and full of wisdom and power. But remember, John was invited up in order to see what must happen after this, as he was told. So in this chapter, he's going to be introduced to how it will all unfold. The central item is now brought up. John writes, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals." Notice, if you will, this scroll is in the right hand, the hand of power and authority of God himself. Perhaps God has written this scroll. In any case, it's not explained as to what the scroll is right here, but here's my understanding of it. Clearly, this scroll is going to be seen as the single most important thing if you want to know what must happen after this. You might say that it is the scroll of the future history of the world, God's will for how the end will unfold. It has writing on both sides, so it's packed with information. But then the scroll turns out to be unreadable because it's rolled up and sealed with seven seals. Then John writes, "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it." The deal is, for God's will to be carried out, this scroll must be read. Until the seals are broken and the scroll read, human history is stuck in an unsolved mystery, frozen in time with evil winning and churches suffering and believers in persecution, lost souls caught in the trap of Satan with no one to tell them of a way out, and all history caught in a grand pause of silence from heaven over the unresolved hold of Satan on the earth. And so the call goes out to find someone who is able to restart the final chapter of history. The one who will do so must take the scroll from the right hand of the one on the throne and must become the turning point for all of human history on earth. That requires someone to be worthy of doing so. Who could possibly be worthy of being the building block of history, the fixer of the relationship of heaven and earth? So the cry goes out. They look in heaven. Angels, archangels, including Michael the warrior and Gabriel the announcer, the four beings, the 24 elders on thrones. No one is worthy in heaven. They look on earth. Church leaders, Caesar and kings of the earth, prophets, apostles, wise elders and world leaders, prolific writers and deep thinkers, brave leaders and mighty warriors, holy men and women, no one on earth is worthy. They even look under the earth. Let's say they're looking at the saints who have gone before. And still, no one under the earth is worthy. Not Moses or Aaron or the prophets, not Deborah or Gideon or the mighty men of valor and strength, not King David or Solomon. No animal sacrifice, no priest, no offering, not Mother Teresa or Billy Graham, no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth. Do you realize what this means? It means there is no hope, no forward movement of history, no resolution, no justice. It means that evil wins and all are lost in sin and judgment. And that is why John says, "I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside." But there is hope. There is one. One in the universe who is worthy. One of the elders said to me, John writes, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." To be sure, he is a lion, a fearless conqueror. In fact, he is the lion. He is able, for he has triumphed. And John says, "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. Something shifted suddenly. The symbols have changed. The fearsome lion is replaced by a lamb who has been slain. And that is what Jesus has done for us. May you and I count him as worthy. Amen.